Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast, brought to you by Corano Launch. Communication is key to everything we do. Accomplishing goals in a flash with an epic impact can be tough. Effective, intense, memorable human interactions can make or break your success. If you harness the power correctly, it can be the jolt to your business you've been waiting for. But how do we create an electric customer experience and harness the attention your message deserves? This is why we're here. Now get ready for the Electrify Your Message podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm your host, Joe Melillo. This is episode 2. And once again, we have our founder, Corano's founder and CEO, Josh Ross, on the line. Today, we're doing it via Zoom, as is Corona life, right? Wouldn't you have to say?
I kind of liked our time together. You know, we were face-to-face there for the first time in a while, but we'll take it.
We did it, but this is more practical, and we will. I'm recording this on Zoom, so you can actually watch our interactions in person, and we'll make sure to post that stuff up. But for now, we have another message for you guys. You know, this whole podcast is about electrifying your message using tools that Corano makes, but also just generalized understanding of how to make what you're saying more impactful. As you heard in the intro, you know, that's what we do and that's what we're experts at. So we're sharing with you today the topic of why messaging matters. Why does it matter what we say, when we say it, how we say it, and why we say it? Right, Josh? What is the point in all of this? So one of the first things we'll go over is creating engagement, getting why messaging matters while creating engagement. You've been doing this a long time, Josh, and this is really fun. I've learned a lot from you, and it really makes an impact when you see the reaction from customers when they see the answer to this question. So awesome to have you here. We're excited, and let's get this episode kicking.
Yeah, I mean, experiential messaging is so powerful, right? So being able to deliver content, you know, in 1992, this is some little bit of history here, but Neil Papworth sent the first text message in 1992, and he sent it through the Orbital 901 handset, and it was a Merry Christmas message. It's a one-way outbound message, right? Merry Christmas. That was the first message that was ever sent in text in 1992. So text has been around a while. As you kind of fast forward to 2003, the first time that text messaging was ever engaging or interactive or a two-way conversation as a channel was really with the launch of American Idol. So if for those of you that are old enough, hopefully old enough to remember American Idol.
God, I love American Idol, man. Text to vote. That was a key, right? You could actually vote for the singer that you wanted with your phone.
Yeah, so the ability to send a text message, not just informational, because, you know, Neil Papworth sent out the first one. He said a Merry Christmas. I think in like 2000, there was a message that went out for broadcast news kind of information that went out via text. That's, again, all outbound one way. So for the first time in 2003, American Idol offered the opportunity for consumers to be able to send a text message back to say, who am I voting for? And I think from there, it's kind of kicked off into this whole situation where it is a channel of communication. It is not a one-way outbound, you know, communication piece. It's a channel. So the ability to open up dialogue and create experiential messaging and engagement through this channel is really what you need to be able to do. And a lot of companies that are in the text realm today are, you know, kind of giving text a bad rap because they don't know exactly how to use it. And so they're sending messages outbound one way to inform consumers about things that maybe consumers, they can't journey down anything because they have no dialogue created.
Yeah, so it's being talked at. We keep getting talked at. And I think with the current or the most recent political cycle, people saw that a lot. And I know that we talk about that often with our clients and customers, right, Josh? It's just like they know what that feeling of being spammed at or talked to is because they experience it.
So in a conversation, a normal conversation, you're talking, but you're also listening and you're reacting and you're understanding. So, and then you're able to respond, right? So you don't listen to respond, but you are able to respond. And I think part of experiential messaging or deepening an engagement with the consumer is ensuring that you're opening a dialogue where you can interact. You can actually ask questions, get feedback, provide content that's relevant. These are all things that drive, the nature of this communication channel, and really something that more and more folks need to focus on. And you know, what we do is manage the entire messaging experience. And so there's a lot of platforms in play today. They're all great, powerful platforms that can send messaging real time, you know, instantaneous messaging to thousands and thousands of people. But when you get a new tool, it's how do you actually use that? What's the best way to use that? What's the best messaging that we need to be, you know, putting forth? And how do we open a dialogue? Because again, that two-way communication is key.
When you're talking about two-way communication, I always go to the fact that, like, we as humans, like you said, if you were going to text your friends and family on your phone, there's an expectation that there's going to be a response back. There's going to be funny gifts being sent back and forth. There's going to be some sort of inside joke where they know who you are, you know who they are, and so that the conversation is more understood. And it's comfortable, right? And that's kind of why we focus on, when you're doing text messaging, it needs to be understood who's on the other end. Because if you're only blasting information, all of a sudden that message isn't as important to them as it is to you. Like, imagine walking into a room and just having a megaphone and yelling at people all day, and like nobody's going to respond. They're going to kick you out of the building. And that's kind of where our society has gone with text messaging. And so I love the fact that we're trying to change that viewpoint. So what about some tips, Josh, that people can have on a couple of different ways to make messaging more impactful or meaningful, or, you know, create engagement back and forth?
The number one thing is understand who you're speaking with. So you and I are on a podcast right now, right? So we're talking back and forth. We kind of understand what demeanor, you know, how to react, how to interact on this podcast. But audience identification is number one. And so who are you speaking to? And then what kinds of messaging should you create for the audience that you're speaking to? Number two. Number three is personalize the messaging. So a lot of folks are not personalizing the messaging or the engagement. And I think that's really an important piece, because when you personalize something, it makes it about the folks that you're trying to reach or talk with. And then they're interested in themselves, believe it or not. That's the culture that we have, is that there's folks interested in themselves. So if you make it about me, if you make it about, is that something I'm interested in? Is that something I'm not? And give me the option to be able to walk through that journey with you via text. And I think the journey is critical, because it's not to be utilized as a broadcast medium, although it can be in some cases. The most effective forms of communication through this channel are when you open a dialogue and a journey and allow folks to be able to opt out or go a different path or have ask another question. And so that's the natural part of communication that's coming into text messaging that we're seeing. It's really powerful.
Yeah. And when we say journey down, right, you want more than one response. And it sounds like a lot of work, and that's because it is. But so is relationships in real life. I mean, if you have a good relationship with someone, it's going to take work. And so kind of that theory put into what text messaging, and we don't just mention like this stuff because it's one for one brand or one way of doing it. It's funny, because everybody that we talk to, you can have a different message and a different type of engagement, no matter who you are or what industry you're doing. But figuring it out and then having a plan of action and having people walk down that path with you and with us, it's really special, and it could really create amazing, amazing opportunity. And really, what's the main goal of what we do is advance human interaction. And that's, we're getting stuck on that one-way messaging back and forth, or one-way blasting, where we need that back and forth finally. And now we're kind of hitting it on the head. I mean, we're seeing it, right, Josh? We're seeing a ton of stuff happening for our clients, and just really, really interactive things messaging-wise for texting.
I think the audience identification piece comes back to that. So you talk to your friends differently and your family. You mentioned a family text. You're talking to the family members differently than if you were speaking to the president of the United States, he texts you, right? you know, your engagement with the President of the United States would be different. And so, you know, what's really cool about messaging and utilizing text messaging in this personalized way is, depending upon your audience, you can change, you know, change things up, right? Some emojis, some stuff that is fun, right? Some you're going to be talking in a different format, really, when you're talking with your friends, and that's the same with customers. So some companies have a really fun experiential thing. So if it's somebody like Jack's Donuts, as an example, that's a fun, cool, you know, I want to get a donut, I want to be engaged, sugar. I want to have fun. Yeah, sugar, fun, right? You know, love food, right? All these things. And so you can open up a lot with your audience there, because they're going to react to that. Whereas if you're talking about, you know, legal matters for a government agency, you're speaking to a different audience, and they're going to only respond to things that are, you know, interesting to them about legal matters. And so, like, even the history of text, right? So if we talk about the history of text, not a lot of people have an interest in knowing who the first person that ever sent the first text message was. Now we do, because we're in this space that's pretty cool, and we like the history of the business that we're in. But, you know, you really have to know your audience. And I think, as we help our customers and anyone who's utilizing text for the very first time, if you're going to take this tool, this text messaging tool, this engine, and try to drive the car yourself, it is so important that you know who you're speaking to and how to talk to those people. And so that's really part of the electrify your message is, number one, who's the audience? Number two, what's the content and timing around when you send somebody a message? So I mentioned this earlier, but a little bit on just the different segments of this, but I mean, the timing is also very key. So, you know, when you finish a job, let's say you finish a job for one of your customers, and the timing of that message when you finish the job to follow up with a message and say, "Hey, Joe, you know, we enjoyed cleaning your home this last week," or thanks so much for having us do this or that. That timing coming right after you leave is so key, because then people are often, you know, interested at that point in time, because you perform some type of work for them or whatever. They're going to respond back pretty quickly, and then you can create the dialogue that you want to carry on for the journey thereafter.
And making sure that you hit them on a point too, where it's, you know, we talk today's about creating engagement. I mean, how much more engaged can you be? The guy just walked out of your door. You know, he knows you just had a great experience with him. Why wouldn't you want to give him a review? I find it often difficult when I've had emails sent to me, they've gone to spam, where I had a great experience with a mortgage refinancing process, but would completely give the guy a 5-star review every single time. He's one of my really good friends and he did a great job, but couldn't do it because I lost the email. So, you know, you want engagement, you got to get to where people are actually looking, using their eyes. I pick up my phone and show it to people who are listening to our podcast, because this is where we communicate with our friends and family. And it's the most attention grabbing thing that we have. I mean, it's Pavlov's dogs, but if someone isn't going to be excited in the text that you send them, the engagement's not going to be there. And then they're just going to move on, which is what we saw with that political kind of blasting that we saw this season, which it actually bodes well for us, because that's exactly what we try not to do is what those people are doing. And that's fine. There's a market for that. You know, you're going after the percentages. You send 100 text messages, you need 2 people to interact with it. That's fine. You can get a 2% interaction rate. We're going for way more than that. We're going for at least, I want 80 to 90% interaction when we do business. So creating engagement is not easy. It starts with who you're talking to, and then it moves to how can we make experiential messaging, not just using it as a billboard of information. So it's great stuff. We're really excited. We're starting to see a lot of switch in the industry. When people come on with us, they say, "Hey, I know about texting. I just don't know how to do it. Tell me how you do it." And then we build the data piece after that. And we kind of get an understanding of who their customers are, because in the end, those business owners are the ones that know their customers the best, whether they like chocolate donuts or not.
You see, like, retailers, though, that are using text platforms a lot right now. And so, like, retailers that send all their specials and everything that's happening, they very rarely, though, ask questions of their customers. And so, like, that's another piece, right, to get them engaged. That's a two-way communication, is asking the question. Because if all I do is send you a text message every, you know, day and a half that says we have a special on Friday for 15% off, at some point I want to shut that off because it's not important to me. I'm no longer engaged in that. So
or you just get ignored. or, you know, even if you don't know how to stop and text stop to opt out, you know, people are just ignoring it on their phone.
Yeah, so because it's just, that's that continuous broadcast message outbound. But being able to ask questions and really get into your audience and find out who the folks are that are buying your products and services and who you're selling to. These are things. And what are their interests? I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about, there was a professional sports team that we did some work with, and really interesting piece is a lot of the fans had an interest in something that had nothing to do with sports. It was the owner's a collection that the owner of this professional sports team had. And so we did some survey questions and got some information back, and there was such an engaging interest in this collection, and I won't go into details just for preservation purposes, but I mean, it's like, you know, that was really important to the fan base. And had we not run these experiential campaigns and understood this stuff, we wouldn't have known that. And so now you can engage a whole new sector of fans on something that had nothing to do with the professional sports organization.
Yeah, you're keeping that conversation going outside of what you want it to be. You know, you all of a sudden find out what the other side of that phone wants. Now, it's hard. Like we've talked about, I keep talking about it being hard because it is. When you have a huge 15,000 fan base of this professional sports team, how are you going to understand them? But that's what we do. And that's the best part about my job and what we do is that all of a sudden we're finding patterns that we had no idea existed. And that's because of the data and the expertise that we have in data to understand those customers and then create the messaging based on those patterns that go out.
So we're also, it's very basic, but we're asking them, right? Yeah. We're letting them drive.
Oh, what? You're asking them questions?
We're asking
them random thing? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who would ever do that?
Let them drive. Let them tell us what they like, what they don't like. I mean, these are all things that, and then personalizing the messages coming back, right? So the next message, when you tell me you like blue, is like, you know, what shades of blue do you like? Tell me more, right? And we do what we have internally is what's called K3I, which is involve, inform, and incent. And most text companies are informing only. And if you involve an incentives have been around for a long time in history where people just want to trade. We have a knack to want to trade things. That's human condition, right? So it's like, hey, you know, way back in time, we would trade whatever, furs or whatever, right?
Baseball cards.
There you go. But you have this propensity to want to trade. And so when we give you something in exchange for the information that's important to you, and we ask those questions, we're driving deeper in the relationship and the engagement. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. And anybody we talk to about this, we usually have, and this is why we're doing these podcasts, is we want to create the conversation because it's important that we continue to explain this, because this is not easy. This isn't just like anything new. This is new and it's difficult to understand, but if you get it, you get it. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh man, here it comes. Cause you can use it in a positive way to make an impact on what you're doing. And it's really interesting and fun. So this is a good tip. So just for a recap, we've learned that understanding the person on the other end of the phone call, or other end of the text is probably number one. And the way you do that is with positive and good data that you could subsect. And then when you create those messages, you want to engage the other person. The way you create engagement is to ask them questions, make them the driver of it. So those three main facts, I think this podcast hit pretty hard there. Josh, did we miss anything other than those engagement pieces?
I think it's pretty good. I think the other thing is that through text, it's not just, people think of text messaging as just, you know, words, right, that you might send out.
Oh, that's a good point.
But
yeah.
Sending video, sending experiential video, sending pictures and images and having some fun with it. I mean, that's also a key element here. So, yeah, I think you covered it for the most part there of what we touched on. But I think that the ability to drive towards, video content in these messages, making them experiential, asking questions, getting feedback, iterating on the data, and learning more about who the audience is.
Well, this is awesome, Josh. Another podcast here for the Electrify Your Message podcast. This is all they're going to be. They're going to be short little clips where 15 minutes or so where we can explain what we're doing. Josh is the super expert. I'm just a little apprentice here learning all. I just try to make you laugh sometimes, Josh. Over the next couple episodes, we have a couple of topics. Is text good or bad for communication? Well, we know that answer, but
we're going to talk about it.
We're also going to talk about, is the text appropriate for my business? And then, is poor communication ruining your ad spend? I know that one's going to be a top listed one because I know that ad spends are difficult. You and I both have experience from both ends of the spectrum of me selling ad space, you buying ad space, and how it can really, it's not something that we like to talk about. You know, what's your budget, Josh? Yeah. What's your budget? Nobody likes
it. I certainly don't like that question, what's your budget? But we'll get into that in another podcast.
I love it, man. Thanks again for joining me, Josh. This is super fun. And thanks, everybody, for listening.